Post was on the road again, August the 3rd. After nine long days and nights in Smithers, BC, the shocker finally arrived. It didn't take long before we waved the town goodbye and headed north again. Brian, am I on the right site? Good morning to you.
Yes, you are, Darren. Yes, mate. Yes, you're on the right side, and we are on the road again and heading north, always heading north.
So what, you're in Alaska?
Yep, we've crossed the land border from Canada into Alaska. Had a great time travelling up that road. It's quite rough, quite bumpy. As you can imagine, the permafrost underneath the soil creates all sorts of bumps. All right, it's hard, but it's not unusual to get a little bit of air as you go across some of these bumps at, say, 90 kilometres an hour. It's quite something else.
It's
very hard on the machinery.
You know where the Alaska goes, right over to that little kind of peninsula, it nearly hits Russia. Are you going to go there?
Yes. We're thinking about it, Jane. That's Sarah Palin territory. That's where she can see Russia from her house.
Oh, that's right.
We're thinking about that. But first off, we've got to get up to the top of the world on the Dinster Highway, or what they call the Ice Trucker Road. We just met some motorcyclists from the UK who came down there about an hour ago. And it's horrendous. Several of them fell off. It's very muddy and quite hard going. So we're just waiting for another couple to arrive here in Fairbanks, and we'll head off probably on Monday or Tuesday and make the run up.
So you're saying the bikes went off the road?
Well, it's so muddy. It's about up to a foot of mud in places that it's quite difficult to balance the bike. So there's a few of us gathering in Fairbanks to go up together for a bit of safety more than anything, just in case something happens.
Yeah.
But we're going all right. But I'm interested. Apparently there's trees up on that tundra there, Jane, that they grow very, very little throughout the year, about a millimetre a year. And these might be 40, 50-year-old trees, and they're about 2 metres high.
Well, it's pretty rough territory, isn't it? I mean,
they need some sea salt, Lisa.
What is the permafrost?
I'll do a research for you. I'll try and find out.
What is the permafrost under the road that you were talking about?
Well, it's permanently frozen.
It doesn't ever thaw underneath.
Mm. And that's right. And as it gets warms up and cools down, it undulates the road. They can't get a good surface on the road. That's why most of the roads up here, further up, are actually dirt.
Ah, right.
And they grade them, and so it makes it quite difficult. So you either in a cloud of dust or in a heap of mud.
Yeah, right.
One or the other.
And what's the climate going to do? It's going to get colder from now on. What are the temperatures like, and is there rain? What give us the weather report for where you are?
I'm standing in outside at the moment with a sprinkle of rain falling, but that's quite normal here in Fairbanks. As we go further north, we're told as of August the 15th it'll be snowing up north. There is a chance there'll be polar bears up there, so there's no camping. They're not vegetarian.
Oh.
And
so you need your bikes to be in good working order.
Yes, and goes a bit faster than a polar bear, hopefully.
See, I've got next weekend off, Brian. I was talking to Jane. I'm going to go to Sydney to watch the Swans play Collingwood. And Jane said, "How are you getting there?" I said, "I was thinking of riding up the Hume, but I think I'll fly it." She said, "Well," I said, "oh, it's a bit cold."
Yeah, a bit wimpy.
After hearing what you're going through.
Open up, mate. Open up.
That's right, yeah. Good on you, Brian.
There are some dusties on the road, and one of them is moose. Bears, as you might see on our blog, we found a bear on a dirt road, and I just stopped and turned around, and he ambled across the road. Wasn't really a drama. We saw this great fishing shot of a bear, but it's moose. Apparently, you confront them on the road, they will charge, and they have been known to tip over small cars. We've seen one or two moose side of the road. But they're quite aggressive, so we've got to watch out for that. Or anything else.
All right. Well, I feel like a real wuss now. Thanks, Brian.
Good on you, Brian.
Keep travelling, and regards to Shirley, and travel safely, and we'll talk again next. No, well, I won't be here. Jane won't be here.
You'll talk with Millie and with Steve next week, Brian.
We think they're going to be in our stead. Yeah.